Well, really good work here today outside Gillette Stadium, the Patriots practice facility. Fantastic atmosphere, bunches of Eagles fans mixed in among the thousands of New England Patriots fans on hand.
Absolutely. Good atmosphere and good to see the competition of going up against a different team. We got to see lots of one-on-one action between wide receivers, DBs, and then team action in seven-on-sevens going Patriots offense against Eagles defense and vice versa.
Yeah, so let's focus on 11-on-11, long periods of Eagles and Patriots on the field. What'd you take away from it?
Well, last year, Tom Brady, I think, was maybe a perfect completion percentage during these drills. The Eagles did a little bit better today. Brandon Boykin was good in coverage. I saw Kerry Williams break up a couple passes, though he did let one get behind him. But all in all, I think you can see sort of the incremental step forward from last summer.
Yeah, and Michael Kendricks had a very well-timed blitz. On the other side of the ball, the Eagles, early on, a lot of the run game with LeSean McCoy, Darren Sproles, a lot of the short passing game. And then they went down the field, Nick Foles to Jeremy Maclin. And that was good to see the Eagles stretching a defense.
Absolutely, and that's one of the questions. Without DeSean Jackson, how is this Eagles team going to stretch the defense? Looks like maybe Jeremy Maclin's going to be that guy. And then on the twos, what a weird day it must have been for Mark Sanchez, having the Patriots be his rival for all this time, practicing against them now. Once again, his favorite target, Jordan Matthews, was a big play player on the day.
Yeah, and if you wonder how Matthews would bounce back from an inconsistent preseason debut against the Bears, he's been outstanding Sunday at Franklin Field, today here in New England. And Bo, again, no tackling, but it still was very competitive. I thought the Eagles defense, when you break it down, the one word that jumps out at me, Bo, is physical. They were much more physical than they were last summer. I mean, a huge difference with the defense.
And we also saw some more changed up combinations. Marcus Smith and Brandon Graham working with the first team nickel defense. Some new inside linebackers working in there. This is all about evaluating your guys against the best on the other side.
And so that is what we take away from day one of the Eagles and the Patriots, of course, leading into Friday's preseason game number two, the Eagles at New England, 7:30 kickoff right here from Gillette Stadium. You can watch it on 6 ABC in the Philadelphia area.